The next patient is William Miller. The last name is M-I-L-L-E-R, first name William. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 63-year-old white male that is referred to the practice by Bobby Thornton. Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E, Thornton, T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N, capital letters A-E-R-M-P, because of the presence of hypercalcemia, period. This hypercalcemia has been present for about 10 years. Initially, it was very minimal and was not symptomatic. And further investigation was never done. Lately, the patient has been followed, and the hypercalcemia has been apparent. On February the 9th, it was 10.7. And November 8th of 2022, 11.4. The thyroid profile has been within range. In June 10th of 2022, the calcium was 10.3. There is no elevation of the alkaline phosphatase. Period. The patient denies weakness, tiredness, general malaise, constipation, asthenia, lack of stamina. It's quite the opposite. The patient has been very active. There is no history of weight loss. There is no history of back pain. The patient has a history of knee pain, but he is a patient with a BMI of 36.8. The first intention is to rule out the primary hyperparathyroidism. Ionized calcium will be ordered. PTH will be ordered. Phosphorus and the kidney profile will be ordered along with the retroperitoneal ultrasound to see whether or not there is evidence of calcification or obstruction. Period, the patient denies the history of kidney stones. There is no evidence of hyperpara in the family. Number two, this patient has the history of diabetes mellitus that is very well controlled on February the 9th, in the hemoglobin A1C 5.2, the patient takes Ozempic. And he says that he follows the diet and has been losing weight. Following number, the patient used to be a smoker, quit smoking when he was 35 years old. However, he has, from time to time, shortness of breath. And lately, with the blooming of the oak trees, the dust has been difficult to handle. Following number, the patient has obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure is 140 over 80. The BMI is 36.8, as mentioned before. If the basic laboratory workup is negative, we will pursue serum protein electrophoresis, immune electrophoresis, looking for paraprotein syndrome, and scanning looking for malignancies. The patient doesn't have any symptoms to suggest that. I want to thank you for the kind referral. We'll keep you posted on the progress, and we are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. I spent reviewing the referral in 15 minutes, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in documentation 7 minutes.